Hey there, this is Stephanie, and here is today's audio oasis. All right, let me set the scene. I have just graduated many years ago from undergrad with my business degree. I was still living with my parents, and I landed my first professional job out of school. I was on my way to work, and I had on the corporate uniform. You know the one. I had on the tailored suit. I had the stiletto pumps. My hair was in place, and I had a lovely professional makeup, and I looked pretty smooth, if I do say so myself. So I'm high-stepping to the subway. I live in New York City, and anyone who is familiar with New York City life, you know that the MTA subway rules. That is how we get around. That is our chariot of choice. I am on the subway. It is packed. And again, if you know subway rules, no eye contact. You hold your body stiff. You do not relax against your fellow passenger. That is taboo. You hold your breath and you keep it together until you can exit the train, exhale, and go on about your day. So I'm on this crowded train, and you know, I'm on my way to work, and I'm feeling pretty good because I'm starting my professional career. And I'm thinking about this young man that I knew from the family, a friend of the family, that I had a secret crush on. And I was wondering how he was doing. And as I'm standing on the train, I just remember he always thought of me as a little sister, if you know what I mean. And it never really went anywhere. Well, wouldn't you know it, I look up, and who do I see on the train in the corner looking just as beautiful as I remember? It was him. He's standing there looking fabulous in a tailored suit. Tall, just beautiful, you know, well put together, tailored, the whole nine, wonderful. I can't believe my luck. I get his attention. He sees me. He waves. He makes his way through the crowd. He makes his way over. And as he's coming over, his expression is starting to change as if he's seeing me for the first time. Wink, wink, nudge. Yep. I'm all grown up now, and it's showing on his face. He has this twinkle in his eye. He has this look that's like, okay, let's see what's going on here. So he's standing in front of me. He's looking down because he's incredibly tall. Hello. And we're talking, we're exchanging pleasantries. It's going so well. Then it hits me. Oh no, Stephanie. You've got to get his contact information, because if you leave without getting the info, when are you going to ever see him again? You don't know where he works. You don't know where he lives. You don't even know where he's been. You got to make this happen and go. So I ask him, you know, how have you been? How are things going? You know, we're exchanging pleasantries. It's very nice. It hits me. You got two station stops to make this happen. Don't blow it, Stephanie. Please don't. So I go for it. I really would like to talk with you, you know, one day. Maybe we could have coffee or something. You know, what do you think? He lights up. He's like, Stephanie, I would really, really like that. Let me get your number. Yes! Go, Stephanie. Go get him. So he reaches into his breast pocket, and he's ready to take down my number. He does not have a pen. I don't have a pen. A look of complete horror crosses his face. The train is pulling into the station. I have to get off. There's a big meeting this morning. I can't be late. He says, I don't have a pen. Wouldn't you know it? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, pens are traveling down the rows of passengers that are seated. Someone is sliding a pen over my shoulder. Someone is sliding a pen over his shoulder. No one is making eye contact with either of us, as if they're all silently saying, we've been watching you two. We've been listening to you two. Please don't let us down. Can you please get her number and call her so we can get on with our lives? He gets my information. Puts it in his breast pocket. He winks. He waves. Bing, bing. I get off the train. I wave back. The passengers in the train, they wave at me as I make my way on to work. New York. Gotta love it.